Opinions and theories expressed here are exactly that, our personal opinions. We are sharing our thoughts in hopes of sparking conversations about how we interact with media, stories, and each other.
Nothing is wrong with a different perspective. We always keep it respectful, and thank you for doing so too. Tank and Dudley, where spooky stoners discuss how terrifyingly good films relate to horrifying aspects of real life. I'm Ree.
And I'm Ace.
And today, we don't have a traditional movie discussion because we're talking all things Scooby-Doo in this wonderful installment of Surviving Vacations. I mean, they just travel all over the world and go to the most horrifying places, so Scooby-Doo. We do have some guests with us today. We have our beloved slasher, Adrian Stormy, with us. Thank y'all for being here, as always. And and we have a super special guest and my best friend since we were like fucking 12 years old. And first time on our show, but not a stranger to Scooby-Doo at all. Probably like the most knowledgeable Scooby-Doo person I know. Caitlin, my best friend, Katie. Thank you for being on.
Awesome, thank you.
Well, this is technically my birthday episode, so I wanted to talk about one of the best shows ever with my favorite people. So
the gang's all here.
Yes. Well, we are missing one of the gang, which was Rainer, but we love you, Rainer. Horror for kids, go follow him. Well, join us soon, I'm sure. Yes, the gang is all here. So we don't have any rips since this is not a traditional episode. We're just gonna kind of talk about Scooby-Doo, and since this is surviving vacation month, which scary, spooky Scooby-Doo places we would go to. So, really fun topic for us today. And of course, let us know. I'll drop whatever the question is somewhere on Spotify. Where would you go in the Scooby-Doo universe? I mean, also outside of it, because they go to real places too, like Roswell, Grand Canyon, yada yada. So, okay, we do have a...
I also have to go to
WWE SmackDown. Right? There's so much WWE. I was surprised. Like,
right.
But aren't don't they love horror? Like, didn't they produce like Oculus also?
Yeah.
Like, and See No Evil. Like, a whole bunch of them. Mm-hmm. Whole bunch of them. But I did make a drink for this. It is called a Spooky Island iced tea. It's pretty much a like tropical take on a Long Island iced tea, but this one has tequila, gin, vodka, triple sec. I feel like I'm missing something. There's four. Hypnotic, and pineapple juice, lime juice, and some Mike's hot honey syrup that I made, just because, you know, I feel like spicy foods are consistent throughout this franchise, like from the Louisiana hottest peppers to the peppers that they eat at the end of, actually at Spooky Island, at the end of the movie. So, I mean, all throughout there, they love spooky, spooky things. So, A lot of alcohol. Like, you know, Long Island.
Just pour everything you have.
But it's also disguised.
Right.
Because you don't taste everything that's in there.
Yes, and this one has pineapple juice. It's a little on the sweeter side. Yeah, what do you think?
Yum.
I think it's...
Am I the only person that didn't know Long Island iced tea is made with Coke and not actual tea?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, that's very
weird. Crazy.
What's the point?
Or is it from Long Island?
I didn't know that.
Like, is it even originally from a Long Island?
Right. Just lies across the board.
No tea. Not from Long Island.
What is this drink?
What is that other one? Like an Irish trash can? Something like that.
Does that happen? I think it's called a car bomber.
Yeah, it's a car bomb. Yeah. An Irish car bomb.
Yeah.
That. I think somebody made up one that was like an Irish trash can. Like one of my friends has a drink that they made up called an Irish trash can. Shout out to Dre if you're listening. Make me an Irish trash can. So yeah, we don't have any rips today. Non-traditional. We do have more of our black runs and regular runs. As I don't even remember if we mentioned this, but like I can't smoke the black runs by itself. I'd be going to sleep immediately. So I've been mixing it with regular runs.
Okay.
I got a little Honey the Game blunt. Even though Game wraps, it was an accident. We were looking for White Owl or something, which gave us Game, so don't judge us. Did y'all have anything you were sipping, smoking, etc., etc.?
Have Maui Wowie.
Yes, 100%. Wow. Seedless Prime Bud.
Yes. I smoked some Georgia pie.
Ooh,
before.
Georgia pie.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds delicious.
She doesn't taste like pie. Don't let her fool you.
Fool you, yeah. She's, yeah.
Damn.
No pie here.
No, it's pie all high.
As should be.
I want a pie afterward.
Right.
Like a burnt pie, probably.
Yeah.
For sure.
Speaking of burnt pie, I set my pie on fire.
Yeah, I fucked up my pie yesterday, Thanksgiving, too. So just made a new one. And I have way too much batter and now have extra batter.
I just gave up. I just told Adrian, I'm coming over.
Like, that's done. Like, let me eat your food now.
Yeah.
As you should. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I guess let's go ahead and get into this Scooby discussion. I guess first things first. What's everyone's favorite Scooby-Doo movie? Caitlin, you're gone first since you're the newest guest here.
Just my favorite movie?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of hard. I think it's a tie. I actually like the Scooby-Doo 2 better than the first one.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna say it.
That makes me feel so much better that like you say that.
I love that one.
Yeah.
And then Scooby-Doo and the Witch's Ghost are my two favorites.
Classic. Both classics for sure.
Absolutely.
Adrian Stormy?
I don't know. This is so hard. Well, I don't know. I feel like the original live-action Scooby-Doo was a moment, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love Sarah Michelle Gellar. So that one just
has a
special place in my
heart. That's where we get Scooby in the boots, too.
Yeah. Yeah. So she just has a special place in my heart. I'll probably have to go with the live-action Scooby-Doo. It came at the right time for me as a kid.
Yeah, for sure. My favorite movie is Scooby-Doo's Zombie Island.
Yep. Iconery.
Yeah. I used to watch that.
Classics, all of them.
VHS.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I never watched it on VHS, but I have the VHS.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because
it's worth something, I'm sure.
Right.
It's ancient.
All right. No, because when I was looking at what was it that I was looking for? The Hansel and Gretel.
Yeah.
Like 2002 or whatever. Bitch. They were asking like $70 to $100 for that VHS. Like, girl.
What the fuck?
Oh my God.
Yeah. Like, not when it's on
Crazy
Amazon
money.
Prime. What about you?
I need whoever bought that to like contact me so I can be the person that manages their money, and I'll just funnel it into my own. Because right. Obviously, you don't need it.
Right. Like, no.
Exactly.
But for me, it's definitely Zombie Island. I love me some zombies and Scooby-Doo mixed with it. And New Orleans. I'm all down for it.
Yeah.
And the second live action slaps. Absolutely slaps. Like, you can't deny it. Yep. Shaggy looks like a blunt. Like, come on, what are we gonna say? Like, it's the best.
What about you? Yeah, I think mine is simply a tie between Zombie Island and Witch's Ghost. So, like, probably my top tier. But I don't know, it's like a triangle, because the live action is also like top tier. Like,
you got a special place, though.
They're all special. Yeah, they are. I don't know. I'm going to go with the original live action and Zombie Island. I think those are the top for me.
Solid choices.
Yes.
Can't really go wrong, I guess.
Okay, then what's your favorite show generation?
Oh, that's easy for me.
You know. Well, yeah, we probably agree.
What is yours? Yeah,
Mystery Incorporated, for sure. It's like a tie between Mystery Incorporated and What's New Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, it's tight.
Yeah, I was going to say Plan. What's New Scooby-Doo, probably.
Right. What's New Scooby-Doo? Yeah. Right. When that comes on, I feel invigorated.
Instant serotonin boost.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's like they kicked down a door in my brain.
Remember this?
Right, exactly.
Cool. I'm Kate.
Sorry, shit hitting.
Yes.
Excuse me.
Favorite, like, TV show?
Yeah.
That was the question?
Yeah, the TV show generation.
Like, yes, whatever.
Right? Okay. I would have to say Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? The original. Just because whenever I'm sick, that's what I turned on.
Yeah.
Fair.
I guess it's always been like a comfort.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Definitely with the running sounds. It's like the main thing that's on my list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have to pay attention to it. Fun.
Still having a good time.
Right. I like the vintage villains.
It's the vibes. Iconic villains for sure.
Yeah, and I feel like Mystery Incorporated brings that same like kind of like the way that the sets are remind me of the original. Like, I mean, not sets.
Yes. Right.
The backgrounds are like the like, this a cartoon.
the drawings. Yeah, the way backdrops. They
incorporated the backdrops with the action and the different like styles, like a little bit. Like, I don't know. Mystery Incorporated is badass. But the original, well, none of this would be here without it. So we can't.
Right.
Can't knock it. All right, I guess let's go ahead and dive into our lists. Okay, so does anyone have honorable mentions? How many did y'all have? Because I, like, do y'all have top two, top three?
Maybe. My head is
still, like, crazy, and I'm still, like, debating in my head if I want to switch things in and out.
Valid.
I had three, though. I had a top three, yeah. Cool.
So, I guess let's start with honorable mentions. Who wants to go first?
I'll go. For honorable mentions, I brought The Ghoul School and Spooky Island. But I only brought Spooky Island because I knew everybody would pick it. I feel like it's just like an assumption that it's going to be there.
Yeah.
But definitely The Ghoul School. I remember watching that so much when I was young. Like, that was definitely like a comfort movie.
Yeah.
That one's
all the cute little characters.
Right. The little baby mummy.
Little mummy. Tennis. Yeah.
Well, they were so adorable. It kind of like reminded me of a pup named Scooby Doo, but like before that.
Oh, yeah.
The same energy.
Very cute, very fun. And plus, yeah. I love a weird school.
Yeah.
If anyone's been watching Wednesday, it's like my shit.
Hey.
I haven't started.
No, I need to.
I haven't either.
I've heard good things, of course.
Yes. I think I've watched.
So I need to watch.
4 episodes. So good.
Oh, work.
Nice.
Except a weird school.
Yeah, my honorable mentions are also Spooky Island for sure, because I was like, we all want to go there, obviously. And then also, I couldn't find the name of the town. I didn't go back and watch it either. But Scooby-Doo and the Alien Invaders, there's that little town in the desert that they stop at.
I'm pretty sure they're just
I would love
Roswell.
To go there just... Right, that's kind of my idea. I just
it's in
just,
our home
I
state,
an alien,
and he's like,
you know?
I don't know where it is.
I mean, it's a knockoff of like, yeah, Roswell for sure. But there,
yeah, Roswell.
Wait, so, what's your home state?
We're from New Mexico.
I see. Okay.
Yes,
I'm actually from Las Vegas.
That's where we are now.
Where you are now.
Yeah.
I fucking hated it there.
Were you born here? Born and raised?
Yeah. So it wasn't
that'll
fun.
Do it to it.
Yeah.
It me with the Mexico. It did nothing to me, but I just, the entire state is just like, I'm like, I hate it.
It did nothing to me.
I would like to argue that it gave us a lot of trauma.
I was about to say, yeah, it probably
I mean,
did.
Truly, like, yes.
That's kind of why everyone hates their hometown, right? Yeah, Roswell was definitely all mine because I like aliens. Like, I want to go to an alien place.
Hell yeah.
What about you, Kate?
Although Roswell, the town itself, is kind of boring.
There's nothing there except... alien shops.
Well, that's
a few gift shops.
Isn't it? Where is Area 51?
And a military institute.
What?
I keep fucking forgetting.
51?
Yeah, where's Area 51?
I think 51? It's in Nevada, isn't it?
Yeah, it's in Nevada.
Yeah.
Oh. Nevada.
Out here in the other state we are now in. We're desperate for aliens.
Right. We love aliens. We're secretly aliens, yeah.
Right. One day, about you, Kate.
Sorry, I'm looking at my list.
The what?
So I think my honorable mention was Spooky Island because I thought everyone would go with that as number one.
I guess that's mine too, god damn it. Like, Jesus.
We're smart. We're so smart. All of us are on the same wavelength.
And then I did. I did Funland Amusement Park, which is in like an original episode.
Yes.
Of Scooby, probably one of the ones that stuck with me the most as a kid.
I could see that.
Is that the one with the? Who's the villain in that? Because I think I'm imagining it, but I'm.
It's like the robot dude with the bright yellow eyes.
That's
chases him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a really fun one. It has a little, like, little clown dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was traumatized when I was a child. Fucking clown.
And, so good.
Unfortunately, the Joker had the opposite effect on me. I'll just give Heath Ledger credit for that.
Right.
Now, yeah. Oh, I just like the sets in the old one. Why do I keep saying sets? The designs in the old one are really good. Like, yeah, very beautiful. I can, like, literally see that. Like, didn't they do in... Cyber Chase, didn't they go back to that while they're in the internet when they met the opposites of them?
Yeah,
when they meet the old version of themselves.
Mm-hmm. That also.
And Jackie has his red shirt on.
They were really doing the tethered before the tethered.
They do that a lot, though, because they were also in, what did we watch? The Sword and the Scoob. Yeah. Like, they had some kind of, like, time jump. And they, like, literally put in, like, little pieces from every generation of Scooby-Doo, like, going backwards. Like, even including Mystery Incorporated. I've heard of that, yeah.
What?
Yeah, it's really, and they have a lot, and like
the whole episode high.
No, for real, no, watch it high because it's so, the humor in it is so weird.
The way to go,
and like the humor in it is like
the humor.
No, it's very weird. It's like a combination of every generation of Scooby-Doo. Like they did that on purpose. Like I don't know, it was just really weird, but funny and interesting and very meta. But it was cool. Sword and the Scoob. Recommend that one. Most of these are on HBO Max, too. So.
Yeah.
HBO really had the hookup with Scooby. It really did.
He's feeding us the last week.
Exciting. I had fun rewatching stuff.
Same.
My honorable mentions are Oakhaven, just because I didn't want it to be in my top three, because, like, they celebrate pilgrims. But, like... But it is a cute little festival, harvest festival town, and like the leaves, they probably have a nice like wintry winter, since they have a nice seasonal like pretty fall that they celebrate, and like I don't know, all the festivals would be fun. I would churn some butter. What's that like to churn?
Churn some butter.
Churn some butter. In my free time.
Best butter in town. Charm to the fullest.
No, what was that TikTok? Did y'all see the TikTok about the lady who's like gifting people butter? And like one of the people, like she just like had to like figure out this way to make butter, and she's like, it's the best butter that you'll ever taste. And she like wanted to make her family butter for like Christmas. And she was like asking all her coworkers if they want butter too. And one of her coworkers responded and was like, no thanks. And she's like, but it'll be like the best butter you've ever tasted. Like, it's really good. I make it with fresh cream, all of that. And she's like, no thanks. I don't want any of your butter. Like, you're breastfeeding. That's a little weird. And she was like, so everyone assumed that she was giving them like milk from like butter made from her breast.
Oh my god.
She said, it's my butter. From my body.
Especially.
She was like, I really hope that like other
people. She's like, I literally bought the cream. Bitch.
She's like, I really hope people didn't think that I gave them breast milk.
That's for my baby. Right, exactly. Do we have any fave outfits of the gang? Like, what are our, what is our favorite like eras or outfits? Here they come.
My back.
Hello.
Hello.
Still trying to recover. Jesus Christ. Outfits, outfits.
Right.
Shit. Probably live action.
I mean, they don't, like, just because switch up too much. True.
Yeah, the live action, because that's like the only time they really did like got to see more diversity in their styles, but still in the same vein. Like, specifically with Fred and the fact that they still gave him, like, ascots and, like, made him look like Fred, but, like...
Right.
But, yeah, I think that's another aspect of the second one that I really like, is just how, like, how diverse they go with their costuming. And
yeah, they really went in that second one.
The second one's where we get to see Velma in that, like, latex fucking suit.
Yeah.
Yes.
that woke some things when I was younger. Right. For the free?
For free.
Yeah. For the children. Like, no, us.
Yeah. They had to put something in there for the parents. Right.
All right, kids, let's watch this movie.
Holy shit.
Like I said, like Shaggy on the red carpet, whatever, with the blunt suit.
The cold joint.
Like, I want that. Literally. My man's a blunt. You gotta love it, I think, and Devin. Got to. And it was cashmere. Like, I don't own anything cashmere.
So it's a velvet. Like, oh, that velvet. Crinkled. Like, I don't ever know.
It's nice, though. I think that's my favorite outfit. Literally.
I really do love getting to see Scooby in the boots.
Yes. Oh, man. So good. Mine would definitely be the live action as well. I like on the very first one, too, where they give us, like, the old version, like, their older styles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in person, in reality. And then they update them, and, you know, they look a little bit more modern for the time for the rest of the movie. It's super cool. Cute. I love it.
Very much. Well, what about you, Kate? Do you have a favorite era?
Definitely the live action, because, like I said, I am a Daphne fan for life.
Yes, she's serving.
But also, like, the Hex Girls have always been some of my favorite outfits.
Right. Yeah, I do.
I wanted to be them.
Right.
Same.
Yes. The 90s goth, but also how they made it, like, more recent in Mystery Incorporated, because they give them more of an alternative, like, diverse alternative versus, like, just the vampire dark look.
Yeah.
Hex Girls are.
They're slaying.
Yeah.
They're slaying.
Mm-hmm.
Always. Miss Thorne. Luna. another one of my honorable mentions was actually Coolsville from Scooby-Doo 2.
Right.
Just because it seems like a really cool place.
It was so hard for me to not put that one on my list.
Demonology Museum. They have abandoned mansions and everything. Like, they're trying to build whatever Old Man Winkles was trying to build, a new, like, theme park there.
Right, exactly.
And the faux ghost, like, I would just go there. Like, that sounds like, I want, first of all, I'm stealing that name if it's not trademarked. for my own place. Right. But yeah, like, it's like a villain themed bar. Like, if it was also a Scooby Doo themed bar, like a Scooby Doo villain themed bar, that sounds lit as fuck.
I would do
that all the time.
But plus, the museum, like in Scooby Doo 2, I would love that museum with all the costumes.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly. The criminology museum. Like, well, they even have their like lair or whatever. And they go back to their treehouse or, like, wherever they used to go. Like,
that cave.
Right?
The Scooby-Doo cave. Scooby cave.
Yeah, that's... it's everywhere in Coolsville just seems very cool.
And then, I think Coolsville sucks.
Wait, that is it.
What about you? Did you want to say yours?
I mean, yeah, I guess. The fucking Coolsville, I guess, yeah. But, I mean, Spooky Island. Everybody said Spooky Island, so I guess.
That's your honorable mention. But overall, everyone just didn't put in their top three, like, because
just meant. It's crazy, right? Maybe I will right now. Slips it in at number one.
And yeah, definitely.
So we can talk more about it.
We can always talk about it. There's always a reason. Apparently, okay, when I was looking up Roswell, like, because of Alien Invader, apparently Chile is the alien capital of the world. Like, they have the most, like, UFO sightings of any place in the world. And, like, interesting. I was like, what? Like, there's, like, all this... I obviously don't know the science, but, like, there's, like, reasons that people think that it's, like, the the most visited place because I have such a like vast open deserts and things like that. Like, I just found that interesting. Like Chile of all places. Like, yeah.
Hmm. Chile.
That's where we're gonna move to next.
Right.
We're going to all the hot spots.
Guaranteed alien encounters.
Exactly. Thank you for the hot tip.
Exactly. Like, let's find. There's like specific places that they have that. It's like they have more UFO sightings like per capita than any other place in the world. And it's like, what the fuck?
Oh my god!
Right?
That's crazy.
UFO capital, you guys. Like, if we have any Chilean listeners, please let us know what goes on in Chile. If you've ever had like a encounter.
Cool. Yeah, what the fuck's going on in Chile?
Like, we thought Roswell was cool.
We thought we had the leg up in the alien competition, but I guess not.
No.
Stupid.
How American of us.
Right. Everything's America-centric. Didn't we just talk about that? Last episode. All right, well, I guess we're getting into our top three.
Woo-hoo.
I guess let's start from three. So if this is like a flight, this is where you'd be like leaving and then you get a layover and then your destination. So where are we leaving?
My God.
Oh.
Okay, you start.
Yes.
Who?
Somebody.
Who would like to start?
I mean, I can go first.
Yeah.
So my number three, this is a recent one that I watched. So this is from Scooby-Doo and the Spooky Scarecrow. So this is Cobb Corner, or Cobb's Corner, I think is the appropriate term. But they have like a little Halloween festival. I really enjoyed the short. It was only like 20 minutes or something crazy.
Mm-hmm.
On HBO Max, so shout out HBO Max. And it was really fun. I thought it was really cute. The aesthetic of the entire festival was adorable.
Mm-hmm.
It has like a theme of corn and whatnot, which is perfectly okay. I like corn on the cob. It was perfectly fine. It's tasty at times, but beyond that, you know, the Halloween aesthetic is great. There's like jack-o'-lanterns everywhere. I just thought it was really cute and really aesthetically pleasing. So I was like, I would like to be here. So if, you know, I had a layover on Halloween night, this is where I would want to be for sure. So that's the one I put on my number three.
I'll have to watch that one.
It's cute.
Yeah.
I wanted to, but I ran out of time.
Jane Lynch is on there, so she's what? Just on there, being Jane Lynch. She's like she's the sheriff of the town.
That's so funny.
And it's very funny.
Not me watching Glee right now. I'm gonna have to watch that one. I think I missed that one. I think the one that we watched for Halloween was Trick or Treat, Scooby-Doo.
Too though.
Yeah, also very fun Halloweeny. Need to watch that one. So is Marcy so good. The corn.
The humor
princess.
In that one was. Oh my god, that's the corn princess.
What? Who's next?
I'm gonna start from Scooby-Doo Camp Scare. Is gonna be my first place. Yeah.
That's your first place.
Yes.
Oh, I was starting at three.
We'll see.
Oh, like first. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Save the best for last.
First place I'm going. But yeah, Camp Scare looks like a vibe. It looks like every summer camp that has ever been advertised. And I never got to go to camp. And also, the bad guy there is dressed up like the Undertaker. I think that would be fun. And you get to see Daphne in her like bikini thing.
Yeah.
It's very stylish.
Stylish.
Another point for the Daphne tray.
No, exactly. No, Camp Scare is also my like number three. Specifically, hey. Camp Big Moose, because like I'm not gonna go camping in a real tent. So we're gonna go to the luxury side.
Okay. Get a damn cabin.
I want a cabin, the jet skis, or like what is it, the water skis. Yeah, all that. The cleaner lake. Like, the one that looks man-made.
Exactly. I'd be full Scooby-Doo when he comes in with like 8 bags of groceries.
No, exactly. Well, it's so funny. And yeah, the dude does look like the Undertaker. That's hilarious.
He does.
And
you get to see Velma in her like
bikinis, yeah.
Yeah, she has like real. her own little business.
Oh my god, yes. Like Sam and Fred. I feel like there's a literal montage of them about to like dive into the like lake, and they're all like, it's like a whole body pan, and it's like sun behind them. Like he's
I have to watch that one. I haven't seen that one yet. It was on my list.
It's good. I just watched it.
A fun
one. Okay, I need to watch.
It definitely is giving summer camp vibes, like you said.
Right.
But I have, like, trauma with specific camps like that, too. So I'm like, I feel like I would hate it, but, like, I would ignore everyone and love it. So that's what would happen. It would be fun. It's, like, outdoors. We love, like, a forest. Like, of course, like I said, I need a cabin, though. Like, we're not going to sleep in a tent.
We don't love nature that
much. Yeah. Exactly. For the whole summer.
Sure. Right, because, like, so don't some of them? I think there's, like, different, at least the ones around here, like, you can go for, like, 3 weeks, 2 weeks. Like, you can literally pick how off, like, when you leave. But that might also be in a certain tax bracket.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that sounds expensive. Right? I'll be there for the weekend.
Yeah, honestly.
That's my budget.
A day, evening, one night.
Adrian comes to day camp. Right? He can't sleep over.
Yeah, I leave at night when the sun sets.
I would, especially if it's haunted and people are getting like attacked by a ghost of horror. Like,
oh my god. Well, I might want to stay around for that.
You're
drawing a woodsman.
Yeah.
Fire moments. Yeah.
Go ahead.
I think it's in Coolsville, but Scooby Doo and the Goblin King.
Where they I just watched that one. It is
like ancient,
or at least Coolsville. The beginning is.
At the fucking
Halloween. And then they go to
carnival.
Oh yeah, the Nord.
Yeah.
Coolsville carnival.
Is that that's Coolsville, right? Was that in Coolsville?
When they go back in time.
Halloween carnival.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, the Halloween carnival at the beginning is Coolsville, and then the rest of it's like in this supernatural world.
Yeah, like Norville or something. Yeah. Like so.
Either way, that shit sounds lit. That's my vacation spot. And we're gonna be scared and having a good ass fucking time.
Really cool stuff in the past.
Yes.
In the past. Hanging out some nights. Yeah, that one's a good one too. Like I said, that the Sword and Escape, it's like really funny and like weird and definitely one to watch high.
Yeah,
that's kind of like the theme in a lot of these films.
Just watch them high. I love it though.
Right. I mean, as an adult, it's like literal kids television. So like, I don't like it's kids television. That's all I can say. I'm gonna watch it high.
Yeah, that's really it, to be honest.
Slightly talking dog.
Like, I remember it.
Yeah. Slightly talking dog.
Yeah. I need imagination.
Speaking of shit that you need to watch high, y'all need to watch Centaur World.
Centaur World? What is that?
You need to watch it high. It's a show on Netflix.
Oh, my God. Is it like uncle grandpa-ish because I couldn't do that. Oh, this looks cute. No.
What the fuck? I don't know what uncle grandpa is.
Oh, please don't watch it.
Oh, shit.
I lost brain cells, like, literally. And, like, it's not, like, we were literally smoking two blunts at the tang that it was on, and I felt like I lost brain cells. Like, it was not, like, something I can personally watch. Because
it's like, noticeably stupid. Like, yeah, like, you're gonna notice it.
Like, one of the character's name is Giant Realistic Flying Tiger, because that is what it is.
I forgot that.
What? Yeah, sure.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
Like, I don't, like, it's a humor that I don't know. Like, I, it's trying to be, like, the surrealist Adult Swim humor, but, like, aimed at kids, and it makes my brain hurt. Like, I can't watch it.
Sounds like it's trying too hard.
No, for
Centaur
sure.
World is just filled of a bunch of creatures that are also centaurs.
Yeah. I was looking at the stills. They look cute. Like, but also kind of like fucked up because they, I don't know, why is there fluffy and have arms?
Yeah. There's one that's like a giraffe with a human face and his name's Durpleton.
Durpleton. Yeah, I want to watch this.
Yeah. You have to get super high though or else it's not going to be funny.
No, that's...
Just punches my microphone.
And what was your number three, Kate?
I did actually Oakhaven, because you bring up a good point about the damn pilgrims. but like everything else about it is fantastic. You know, we got Tim Curry, voice character in long hair in a beard. We got the Hex Girls doing witchcraft, or witchcraft in quotes. And we just got Halloween fun and churn and butter. One more thing you asked for.
Exactly. Yeah, as soon as they brought out the pilgrims, great points. Go.
That's my cue. Yeah.
Plus, it's not like a big destination, you know? It's not like. It's just Salem. Yeah. Like, literally, pretty it's much. Just Salem, so.
Yeah, pretty much.
I want to go, but it's not like the destination.
Right.
Salem adjacent. Go stop in Salem if you need to. Salem light. Alright, I guess now we're on to number two. My number two is Moonscar Island. Of course.
Yeah.
Zombie Island, like you said. New Orleans. I'm going to eat like so much food. What if these beignets are delicious. I'm like, they're supernatural. But yeah. Plus cat lesbians, so
yes. Right.
Well, why would I not go? Cat worshipping lesbians, like, come on. Real ghost encounters, like, probably some delicious, like, they had crawfish, they had fucking gumbo, they had beignets, yes. Like, everything. I would be, they would have got me because I would have been eating, like.
I fully would be Scooby and Shaggy sitting in the van eating. Right. I would have never left.
Exactly. Like, why would you go out there? Right.
Plus zombies, like real ghosts.
The only place I'm going is the kitchen.
Right. Whether she's cooking or not, because there's probably leftovers. Like. Yeah, plus zombies and real ghosts. Iffy on the Confederacy. Like, I feel like they were in there at some point. Again with this. But I feel
some
like
the zombies, for sure.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So the zombies were the Confederates, but the cat people were just like a cult. So.
Those damn cat people.
Mm-hmm. And there's only three.
Imagine
of them?
That's what the real. That's what the real war was about. Confederates versus cat people.
The cat people joined the union. That's it.
Oh my god. That is the real horror.
Exactly.
I'm getting the leg up.
They can't tell me that's not the like moral of that story. Civil War was a real horror.
They have some explaining to do, but Great Island, nonetheless.
Right. Good point. I mean, that Moon little food market Moon also Scar. Looked fun. Yeah, Moonscar
Island. Right. Don't know. Can we also talk about the big ass fucking catfish?
Big Mona.
Right.
Big Mona.
Yeah. You ain't never gonna catch her. You ain't ever gonna. What did he even say? I was like, these are the fakers New Orleans accents, though. Like, you ain't never catch her. You ain't never gonna dead. Like, that's why one thing I just can spot a fake Southern accent and it gets on my nerves every time I hear it.
Right.
Like, no. It's just funny.
Yeah, until you're trying. Definitely zombies.
Dinner will be ready in a minute.
This is y'all room.
It is a gorgeous house, though, you know.
Yeah, it is.
Those fucking plantation houses always right. It's very. Oh.
Yeah, it's those vibes for
sure. That's what I'm saying. What's a pepper plantation? Too? She said that out her mouth. Like, she said that out her mouth.
Like, I get there's sexy, right. Hot cat people, but, you know, there's also a lot of actual cats walking around. So, that's a big deal. Because cats are cute, but, like, a whole bunch of them just scurrying around everywhere.
Like, ew.
A concern. You know?
Yeah, no.
For myself, personally.
They seem to be mostly outside, so I guess that's okay. But still, true. I don't feel like.
But if my dog's out there having a whole hissy fit nonstop the entire trip.
What was the gardener's name?
Oh, Ben? Yeah, the hot gardener. Bo.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I was a pansexual awakening, too. That and, and the Hex Girls plus Tim Curry. Yeah, that's where it started. But
yes.
Scooby-Doo was really the revolution for all of us.
Our childhood, right? Our journeys. Of self-discovery.
Like, this is so queer-quoted. Like, I don't think anyone here is straight.
Yeah. Moonscar Island, I have go.
I 100% feel like they're just in a poly relationship.
Yes, exactly. Because, like, they never are apart. And even that was kind of addressed in, what was it?
The second one?
Incorporated? No, it was, it was Mr. Incorporated when Shaggy and Velma started dating. He was literally like, but like, why are y'all together when we're all together? It was like Fred said exactly. That. Like, that was a thing.
Like, I thought we've been dating since we were 17. Confused.
I love it.
This is why they didn't want us talking about it.
He's like, I quite literally call you my gang.
Yeah.
So funny. Who's next? Number two.
I can do mine real fast as well. My number two is going to be Okay Then. Again, it's unfortunate about the pilgrims, but I definitely want to see the Hex Girls perform.
Exactly.
For sure, I would love to watch them perform live. Tim Curry again is there, scurrying around, being a horror author. So that's great. It'd be fun to talk to him in that persona. It's gorgeous. I love the aesthetic. And it's small, so it's not too crowded. You know, they're desperate for people to come anyways. That's what the town's doing, all this crazy nonsense. So it'd be a nice quick trip. Not too many people. Definitely a destination I'd love to go. Perfect.
Mine was going to be Zombie Island as well. So we already talked about it.
Yeah. Moonscar Island. I would get got. Also. I would go missing. Go into that swamp and never come out.
The difference with me, though, like, I would fuck with the zombies, though. Like, I don't know. It's kind of my dream to be in a zombie apocalypse. So, like, I would eat, but I'll also fuck up some zombies, you know, and then go back, you know.
That's but like, these zombies,
aren't the zombies, like, nice,
they're not
though?
Trying to, yeah, they're not trying to hurt
They're trying to, like, warn them.
Yeah, because they were getting
so I would be sitting in the kitchen, and they would be, like, walking around, you know what I mean?
Maybe they're just hanging out
to eat sometimes. Like the fact that they use
just
a
hand
ship.
Him a plate.
They use his ship to build their like house. It's just he said, thanks for your literal soul. I'm gonna take your ship too.
They said, well, we can't let this go to waste.
Using everything.
Okay, but if Velma just walked in my house and started fucking on my kitchen like that, like she's fucking HGTV, I would be so pissed.
With a spatula, like not even proper tools. Like you just scrape right. my wall with a spatula.
Imagine she scrapes it off and it's literally just like holes that the
they have termites all of a sudden.
Like a Kyle.
Yeah, you have a real problem holes. Here. You have a real problem.
So much. Like, that one sucked. Like, but you just use a whole ass, like, full word. Like, y'all didn't even sand anything.
I want to know. I want to talk to whoever put the putty over that name.
Not the putty.
You couldn't like flip it around like you on that board.
They said, we know the secrets. Oh my god. Who's next?
Kate.
Number two.
I think I have like kind of two because mine was going to be Zombie Island. But I also think I'd be annoyed. Like, I'd be going to eat, right? Just like Shaggy and Scooby. So if, like, these, even though, like, I'd be like, okay, you're kind of hot, the cat people would piss me off because I'm like, stop interrupting me while I'm trying to eat my damn food. Like, I don't care about your sob story right now.
Beignets and more.
Yeah, like literally, I'm there for the gumbo and beignets. Like,
like the Airbnb said nothing about the hosts talking.
Yeah, I thought I rented out the whole apartment. This?
Can you go to your room?
Imagine this is the plot of Barbarian.
What the fuck?
The cat people are coming for you.
No, I would be like annoyed the whole time. Especially like these zombies annoying the hell out of me. So I think like it would either be that or Loch Ness in Scotland, because they go to try to find Nessie, and I've always wanted to go to Scotland, so I think that's a win-win.
Yes. Go monster hunting.
That's an honorable mention for sure, Scotland. That was one of my favorite movies, too.
I feel like I've seen that one. But my brain is
if you think about it, Scooby-Doo's a jet setter.
Right? Going everywhere. Yeah. Like,
I couldn't remember.
Where did they get the money?
Right. That's what I was about to say. The explanations are just like, oh, my uncle. Like, oh, my uncle got us this. My third cousin, twice removed, owns this. Fucking. Like, that's always how it comes out.
Are they like rich white kids? I don't get it.
Yeah.
I mean,
the Mission Machine
Fred
has seen some
car?
Fucking miles.
Yeah.
It can't be the same machine, obviously. It has to be multiple bands throughout
the year.
He
got that custom painted.
Yeah, like, especially some of their ages, because when I went to Six Flags in Texas, there was an explanation of all their ages, and I always thought they were really young, but, like, Shaggy and Fred are, like, 18, 17 and 18. Velma's, like, 14.
Ew.
So what kind of parents are letting her run around with these way older people?
These freshmen in college?
Yeah, I was like, what is this? I was like, when were they this young? Like, I knew they were young, but not that young.
His parents are making the money.
It's right. Yeah, isn't it Daphne and Fred? I assume that Daphne is, like, isn't she always canonly rich? Like, I don't think that she's ever been poor.
Yeah, I think
but, with those clothes? The, no.
She's but, like, rich. Yeah, I just assume they're all, like, 16-ish.
What did we just watch?
Yeah, Bobby 16 or 17.
Yeah, Bobby Flay. Yeah. That was his. He just it was like, Bobby Flay is my uncle. Yeah. Like, okay.
I guess I'll go there. Yeah,
the gourmet, whatever one. I forgot what it's called. The Scooby Doo gourmet something.
Gourmet Ghost. Gourmet Ghost. Yeah. The Rocky Harbor. Rocky Harbor Culinary, whatever the fuck, inn that they went to.
Yeah, but you had to make your own food there. I'm not going.
Not that the first day. Bobby cooks for you the first day.
No, I'm not going to cook.
After that, I'm gone. It's a one day vacay. It's a one day vacay.
This is your layover spot.
What was that other one that we randomly watched? Was this the Sword and the Scoop? What was the one with the desert? Like that random ass desert resort? Like, it was a, like, rundown-ass desert resort for no reason. It was just hilarious. It was, like, a dying resort.
Yeah, I know there's, like, also, like, a western one that's in the desert, and I think it's called Shaggy's Showdown. Yeah. That one's, like, a weird desert one that I'm like, okay, this is great. Desert again! How fun!
No, they do go to a lot of deserts. Like, also mountains. They love it. Yeah, skiing is a thing that shows up often here. Always in the winter.
Yeah. There's the one, too, where they go into the desert. The vampire one, where there's like a music festival. Yeah, I want to go to that festival, too, because the Hex Girls are also performing there.
You know what? I think that was in Australia, so that is a no-go for me.
That was.
I have arachnophobia.
Oh yeah,
really bad
bugs and shit in Australia. Fuck no.
Right. Also, yeah, Wolf Creek. So I'm good.
We've seen Wolf Creek.
But maybe if I could just fly into just the festival and I fly right,
just fly into.
If Daphne's my friend, we can definitely afford to do
you
that.
You know, they have a private jet that'll just land them on the canyon or the like mystery a jet. Yeah, it's painted like the Mystery Machine.
Oh my god.
Okay, I think we're on to our number one.
Top spot.
Where are we all going? Who wants to go first?
I don't
know. So many options.
I'm going to say Caitlin, since you're new here.
Okay. My first one?
Yes.
Okay, so this is like a classic, like an old one, like dual school classic. I can never say it right, and I have like a headache forming, and I'm tired. But it's Scooby-Doo and the Reluctant Werewolf. And they go, so this one, Shaggy turns into a werewolf. So they have to go to Dracula's castle. Yeah, in Transylvania. Go race monsters. It's perfect. Are you kidding me? Like, it's just perfect. And then there's a party where they eat all this cool food. I mean, I don't know if it'd any be edible, but I'm there for the party.
The race and the party.
And I think there's like this pretty vampire woman. Like, I think it's his bride. And that was an awakening for me as a child. I was like, damn.
I think I do.
Plus, I think it was like my first VHS.
Oh, yeah, that was a good memory to have with something.
Yeah, it's a very fun original one from like 1988 thing. I don't know why I expected it to be further back.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
We haven't. I think she gave it to us. We just don't ever plug in the DVD player.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This lady looks like Diet Elvira.
That is such a
complimentary. Insult. No, complimentary.
Like, I don't know. Somebody call me diet. Like, what is that? I got all the meat, motherfucker.
Meat?
I mean, whatever.
I guess it's just a vampire. That'll be fun. And that one kind of gives me Ghoul School vibes, too.
Yes.
Yeah. Where are we? Reluctant
Has anybody already said
Yours was number one, right? Did you just say? Okay, yeah. So who would like to go next?
I've been going. Okay. So for my number one, it was really tough. Again, there were so many different places. I just went with the Ghoul School, just because it just was one of my favorites growing up as a kid. I just loved the whole vibe. I thought it was really cute. I loved all the little of course, like the children of the monsters. Very Monster High before Monster High was a thing. I loved Shaggy in his little red shirt. I thought it was really cute. A nice little switch up for him. I just really enjoyed it. I thought it was really cute. I mean, I love mysteries, and they don't really like do too much like mystery solving in that one. That's my only thing, I guess. Mm-hmm. But beyond that, I love it. So that would be my first. If number one's like hanging out for a little bit, I would like to just go to school there for a little bit.
Yeah, would definitely be fun.
Cute.
Hogwarts before Hogwarts. So having
fun Monster High on it. Yeah,
exactly. I think mine would be Nowhere, actually, from Straight Out of Nowhere. Because I would straight up, I would treat it as like a ghost hunting adventure. There's always so much going on in Nowhere. I need to know what's going on. And I just want to visit Courage, so.
For sure. The best cartoon dogs.
Mm-hmm. He needs a hug.
And Muriel always makes like little treats that always look
Her cookie. Appetizing. Yeah. She's going down, yeah.
She needs a hug.
Right. And I kind of want to thump him.
I just
want to thump him. Like, just thump his big ass forehead. Oh my God.
Just smack the back of his head. Shut up.
Right. I love, and I don't know if y'all have seen that one, but the, like, these giant insects are invading, and one of the giant insects is driving Eustace's truck, and Fred's like, oh my God, what is that ugly thing doing? And Muriel's like, oh, that's just Eustace, he's just driving. I was like,
I love Fred.
Or you can call him Eustace, is what she says, and I was like, not her. Right. Husband's ugly.
The comedy in that one was hitting for sure.
Yeah,
it's so ridiculous. Really funny.
Fred is really the original himbo.
He is. Right.
I love him.
Me too. I love a good himbo.
No, truly.
It's the ascot.
That sounds like they are the blueprint. Like they are literally the blueprint for every other scary thing.
Yeah, right. Pretty much.
Interested. But yeah, for sure. The Nowhere. That should have been one of my honorable
mentions. The stoner, the smart person. Yes.
It would feel like going home, I feel like.
I slick deleted out of my brain just for the rap verse.
Yeah.
Eustace rap.
But you know.
That was a lot.
I wasn't expecting that at all.
I don't think anybody was.
Right. It was a twist.
That was a blast.
Somebody took a fat dab and they're like, you know what we should make happen?
Fat one.
I mean, it is called Straight Out of Nowhere, so I guess we could have seen it.
Truly. They were, the plan worked.
But, you know, like, that was one of the most obvious, like, I don't care because, like, I wanted it, but, like, it is one of the most clear nostalgia grabs.
Oh, for sure.
With the title Straight Out of Nowhere, obviously alluding to Straight Out of Compton, which was also a nostalgia grab. Like, it's all, it's just silent. We're in that era now. But
that's the life we live now, yeah.
We're old enough to have cash grabs just for us.
Right? All right, what's your number one?
I mean, it's really... I know it's my honorable mention, but yeah, it's really Spooky Island. Like, that's my number one place I go to. Like, you leave off on a boat first, you know, that's already fucking lit. Yeah. The band. So, you know, the only thing was the mind control. Other than that, like, everything, like, you go cave diving and shit. There's, like, people with what, those bongos, the big ass drums, like line dancing, like, come on. That is a vacation place I would love to go without the little demon, whatever. Show
shit. Without Scrappy?
Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, I love Scrappy. I'm gonna say it. I always have. He's a fucking little gremlin.
So hard.
Like, for real.
He is, he's a gremlin.
For real.
He is. He's a menace, but I adore him.
Nah, yeah. Scrappy is fun. I don't think I've ever, like, watched the original, like, one with him in depth. I guess maybe just, like, childhood animosity. But, like... yeah. Spooky Island's my top two, obviously.
Of course, yeah.
It's a tropical horror theme park. Like, what's not to love?
Exactly.
Like, got spooky themed rides, spooky characters walking around, a skull disco ball.
Yeah. I want the skull disco ball
which
for
is
my
so
bedroom.
Cool. Yeah. Amazing. Truly.
Was that in the cave?
I mean, I don't think it was originally. I think it was in the... Wasn't it in the bar?
Or yeah, like in the dance floor area or something.
That makes more sense.
Yeah, they stole it at the end. Yeah, it's iconic. It was so hard not to put that at number one because, I mean, yeah. Hello. The ride, obviously.
I said, fuck it.
Which Australia still has, I think, right? And they're like, fucking, the fucking WB Studio Park.
In Australia.
Yeah. Which would be so
rest
fun
in
to
peace
ride.
Me.
So, yeah, great. I love everything about it.
Yeah.
They're gone again.
I would be full Velma at the end of the movie whenever she's drunk and leaning on him. Mm-hmm. That would be me the entire time I was at Spooky Island.
We deserve an actual Spooky Island.
Is that right. They have Sugar Ray there?
Yeah, Sugar Ray is there. Singing songs.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if they're like willingly doing that, though. Like kind of held
I think
hostage.
They're under mind control. Yeah, they were definitely brainwashed.
Well, maybe they did it before, you know.
Maybe. They got caught on tour there.
Brainwashed.
Got trapped there forever.
It's part of their contract to go to Spooky Island. It's the hot new place.
So, so like, all the people who left... Like, did their souls also? Like,
I hope so.
Go back into the world. So, like, they just, but that's what I'm saying. Like, people were just randomly, like, at college, and then a monster, like, popped out of it.
Yeah.
like somewhere in fucking Ohio, a giant fucking demon crawled out of a child.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And also, I guess the sun would put him out, but.
True.
Yeah. Well, if it was nighttime, where is Spooky Island? Yeah. Like, what's the time zone?
Like, yeah, where is it nighttime, at? Or if we're inside, what do I do with this demon? This fucking Donnie Dark fucking bitch.
No, you don't want to deal with that.
Right.
With their stank breath. Mm. Definitely Spooky Island. That would be riding rides. They probably would have got me too.
Yeah, fully.
I sacrificed my brain and my mind for Spooky Island.
Right. I just love how strong they get. They just be throwing people around. Melvin Dew just picks up people.
Melvin Dew? No, it's
okay. I've got a bag of burgers. Scooby's like, say less.
Same, exactly. Scooby. They got them with the all you can eat.
Right. Same though.
I'd be throwing myself at in front of Daphne the Saver. So I'd be gone.
Me.
Me over.
I would be rooting. If Fred was possessed in front of me, I would be rooting for him to like die. Just the way.
I was not.
Yeah, the way he's acting is wild.
In the
he's like, no, I mean, come on.
I love it. It's so damn funny.
I'd be like, you're a dick.
No, I was about to say that. They're clearly like making fun of white people who are trying to use it, like AAV. Right. AAV, like, it's just hilarious. Like, these young people have their own lingo. Like, what are you talking about? Because even he says biatch. Yeah. Like, he literally says that. Oh. Like, PG means something very different.
Have you ever
seen
the 90s?
I'm sure you guys seen it, like, that interview on that everyone shares on Twitter where, like, Sarah Michelle Gellar's like, oh, you know, Scooby-Doo was for its time about, like, how, you know, women were a part of the group and stuff like that. And Freddie Prinze Jr. is just like, there's a talking dog.
Talking dog.
So funny, that comment.
Exactly. There we go. Both points are very valid. Like, talking dog.
So many reasons why we like Scooby-Doo.
Right, yeah. They're just spelling it out. Talking dog, ahead of its time. The blueprint, clearly queer coded. Right. Like, what?
Right.
Iconic horror television, gateway television horror. Like, it's for everyone.
And it's still kicking. So.
Right. Still Scooby Doo movies.
Still doing the thing, yeah.
And series.
There was like 3 new movies this year alone.
Velma coming out.
Yeah.
Collab.
Right.
Yeah, really. I will say, I have a, have a Scooby story. I went to a horror convention and I had a Ghostface t-shirt on, you know, all screamed out. And Matthew Lillard was there. So I stood in line to get a signature done. And when they showed the different photos, his, like, guy who was there giving out the signatures, he's like, which one would you like? And I said, I want this photo right here of Shaggy and Scooby. And he gives me this weird look and he's like, Scooby, why Scooby? You're literally wearing a Ghostface t-shirt. And I'm like, no, dude, you don't understand. I like Scream, but nothing beats Scooby. And I get it and I give it to him and I'm literally like shaking like this and I'm sweating. I'm sweating all over the place.
Jesus.
And he's like, oh, you didn't get Scream? And I'm like, no, you're Shaggy. Like, that's all I see. You're Shaggy. I'm like, you don't understand. Like, this, like, was fried into my brain as a child. That, like, everything. And he even, like, started speaking like Shaggy. Like, he was saying zoinks and all that.
Oh, what the
and
fuck?
I was shaking.
He's so lit.
And he was like, it's okay, Kate, because I had told him my name for the signature. He's like, it's okay, you don't have to be so nervous. And I was fucking sweating while he was hugging me. And I go back to my dad.
Matthew Lillard, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I go back to my dad, and my dad's like, how was it? And I'm like, I hope he didn't feel my sweaty pits. Like, I was concerned.
What the fuck? I had to meet Matthew Lillard.
That's right. Iconic.
I also got to meet Elvira that day, too.
Yes! Queer legend.
Oh my god. I want to go to horror.
Right, same. What the fuck?
Let's go.
Where they at?
That's where we'll meet for the first time, is at a convention.
Yes. Let's find one. I will literally go anywhere.
Let's go.
I mean, Matthew Lillard is still playing Shaggy, like, right, in the animated ones.
Right.
He still voices them too. All the time.
And tall? Wow.
Yeah, no, he seems tall as fuck.
Hot.
He towered over me.
Tall, skinny legend. Yeah,
skinny legend.
Oh, yeah, he's tall.
Yeah, skinny he legend. Iconic. Stoner King, all the above.
13 Ghosts.
Right. I love that movie.
Iconic.
Horror state con. He's a horror icon.
He is. Wow.
Daddy.
Cool as hell. Goddamn.
We love you, Matthew.
Yeah.
You're listening, which you're definitely not.
Imagine. I mean, you never know.
You never know.
Right.
Well, hopefully never, because then I can't get like a message back that's like, yeah, you were definitely sweaty that day.
I remember specifically your sweaty pics.
Yeah, no.
Okay. I remember you, Scooby Girl.
Scooby Girl. Scooby Girl. XO, XO, Scooby Girl.
Oh my god.
She called me Shaggy.
You are Shaggy.
You are. That's who you are.
Not wrong. Shaggy.
You can't be my friend. Like, you're not Matthew.
You're not Matthew. I'm like, listen, Shaggy.
Hey, Shaggy, what do you want to eat? For real.
No, he's definitely. He plays Shaggy. Like, the live action casting is just literally perfect. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think that.
It's crazy.
And I'm sorry, every live action after that has not hit. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Did we even, like, mention that shit? Like, nobody ever.
And that Riverdale one specifically.
Oh, God. You were like, please watch this. And I got, like, 5 minutes. And I was like, I can't.
No, as soon as there's a Jingle Jangle and Fizzle Rocks in Scooby-Doo, I screamed and turned it off.
Yeah. I was out the room. I was like, what the fuck just happened?
I didn't know that existed.
Shifting the culture, Riverdale. Stop.
how would Scooby say Jughead?
He didn't speak. Redhead? He was not a talking dog. It was a regular dog.
He was just a Great Dane. That's it.
Yeah.
I'm just supposed to pretend like that I can only hear Scooby-Doo in my head now? Or that he only talks when I'm high? What's the caveat here? If I take Jingle Jangle, will you?
Well, I understand him.
Right. No, they literally made Shaggy a drug dealer.
Where is this? What are you talking about?
And, like, Daphne's, like, this, like, popular, like, they kind of, like, make it seem like she's a bitch. And I was done. I was like, no, you can't do that. No. Not Daphne.
This is an episode of Riverdale?
It's a Scooby-Doo that is supposed to be in the Riverdale universe. It's something on YouTube.
It's the YouTube pilot.
Oh, what the heck? I'm pulling it up right now.
Yeah. I forgot what it's called.
I'm going to put Scooby-Doo Riverdale.
It's called Mystery Incorporated also.
Ew.
Oh, original.
How could they ever?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So no, And I understand that, like, Scooby-Doo creators also made, like, Archie comics, but, like, they're not in the same universe.
Yeah, if it was supposed to be, like, a Riverdale, why didn't they just call it Coolsville?
Right.
Instead.
Oh, it's called Welcome to Coolsville?
Mystery Incorporated, Coolsville might be the
pilot name.
Interesting, okay.
What the fuck?
Yeah, this is crazy.
This is ruining my life.
It's literally the Riverdaleification of Scooby-Doo. Yeah.
Who do I need to talk to?
Well, I don't think I've ever seen anything beyond the pilot, hopefully.
I hope it crashes and burns.
7 months ago. So I think it's like specifically on this platform, Indiegogo. I don't know,
and I don't understand because like the comments were like all positive.
What?
I'm like, who's watching this?
It was very weird. No, it was very weird. Like, how? I mean, because I originally saw it on TikTok. Like, someone was like, "There's this new Scooby-Doo. Like, y'all should go watch it and support the creator." So I watched it and I was like, "No."
like, is this supposed to be for?
But I also haven't.
It looks like 30.
Yes.
What?
Like, he's supposed to and I mean, I haven't seen anything about it since the pilot dropped.
Like, we're used to adults playing children all the time, but this is excessive. These people like do their own taxes, you know, like without.
Holy shit! Holy shit!
No, yeah, specifically Daphne to me looks like a 37-year-old. No, Fred ancient. Fred like, looks that's a grown ass man.
Fred and Daphne are a married and divorced couple that have like 18 year old children.
It's going back to high school, right?
No, no.
Oh my god, they're secret agents.
Because what the fuck is
they're this? Time travelers.
It's a crime.
Daphne, I don't know about her. She's looking. My god. Is that supposed to be a high school student?
No.
And Shaggy's like, an actual child.
Like, he looks so much younger than everyone.
That is not.
I want to talk to Shaggy's parents for letting Shaggy hang out with all these
adults. Easily 30-year-olds.
No, it's so funny. Like,
Fred looks like the dad from Twilight.
Oh my god. No, he does.
The doctor. Carlisle.
No, that's hilarious.
This is... Okay, I gotta turn it off for a minute.
Yeah, so nobody
watched
that.
Thanks for ruining my childhood. Just kidding. Be those people.
Shaggy being a drug dealer is ridiculous.
No, like for
jingle
real.
Jingle jangle.
For real.
Oh my god, if Veronica's that dad comes right. out in the second episode, then
no, I'm pretty sure it's like Shaggy's dad is also the sheriff, so that's like why he can't be a drug dealer. Like, I'm pretty sure it's like that whole deal.
So does Skeet show bullied. Up in this thing?
Yeah, I like skim through and don't like the Hex girls just like randomly show up.
Yeah, I mean, Sabrina Spellman showed
Kiera,
up.
Kiera, please. That's how I found it. It was like Kiera, please girl. She plays one of the Hex girls, and she like posted about it.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah.
Oh, I follow her. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And then I actually watched it, and I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
Of course they're gonna bring the Hex girls in. They need magic.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the Hex girls are the villains.
What?
I hate
yeah,
this show.
They're the ones like conjuring things, I think.
I told you. It's horrid.
It gets really bad. And I don't mean this to shit on the creator. As soon as you tie something to Riverdale,
you're done.
It's
We're
over.
Shut down.
I know. Like, I liked Sabrina, and then it's like the Same. Third
that was
season
so
started
random.
To turn into Riverdale, and I was like, what's going on?
When Sabrina showed up in Riverdale, I was like, I'm turning this off. This is too much. I've jumped timelines at least once. Now there's a witch.
And that wig, though, the wig was worse.
And she's such a, like, I could deal with her, but like when Sabrina became really like even more Sabrina, like a Riverdale Sabrina, I was like, I can't take you anymore. I'm done.
Mm-hmm. She's very
and then. Oh my god, imagine Veronica's dad didn't die. He just moved to Coolsville. And that's what starts Coolsville's TV show.
The way Daphne's I didn't even know who was dead.
Oh no!
I don't care. I do not care.
That's what you missed on me.
That's how you end the episode.
All of that. Whatever we just talked about. Today.
We just all seen the theme song. Anyways.
No. Yeah. Keep everything out of the hands of a Riverdale man.
Yes. Especially Scooby-Doo, please.
Because I will that's cry. What got me. I think this is a fan. Like, I'm pretty sure this is like a fan made thing. So, like, why did you combine Riverdale and Scooby-Doo?
Are they real fans?
No.
Maybe Riverdale.
I say no, because they made Daphne a bitch, and I'm not on that train. Daphne would never.
Directed
especially
by
to
Dante
Velma, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Right. They love each other.
It's, yeah, I guess this is like they're supposed to bring them together, like whatever mystery they're solving is bringing them together, but
That's no, boring. I give it the most damn. We don't need no. that. We don't need an origin story. We know who in the gang is. Just stop. We don't need to and see Scooby how they became friends.
Right. I shouldn't have to take Jingle Jingle for Scooby to speak.
Yeah, what the fuck is that about?
No, but I'm positive. I'm 125,000% sure that the word heroin was in the first
heroin.
I think so. Like, hardcore drugs.
I'm positive. No, like, I think that they edited it out. Like, they deadass started like, jingle, this. The maple syrup was a cover for heroin, and now it's Jingle Jingle. Like, what?
So I feel like that's probably cute, a, what's it called? A Mandela effect. You remember it being heroin.
Or YouTube was just like, no. YouTube's like, yeah, don't speak enough. Those words.
Not my Jughead.
There it is. But I seriously, what, like, I'm not even shitting you. Like, me and my friends watched the first season of Riverdale in one day, the night before the second one came out. Like, the second season came out.
We're dedicated.
So that's why I was dead ass. Like, why are they saying Jingle Jangle? Because I sat there and watched him say heroin. And then the next shit, I was like, what the fuck?
Like, so what is this Jingle Jangle bullshit?
Talking about pure black tar. Fucking hard shit. This mythical drug that's
not
the same. Black.
Not even a good name. Like Zydrate, that sounds like some shit I want to do.
Exactly.
You don't want a Jingle Jangle?
Fucking pathetic. No, in comparison to Zydrate, especially. Like, and Zydrate comes in a little glass vial.
No, a little glass vial?
Plus, you don't feel shit, so.
Right. Exactly.
But not people.
It's pure, yeah. It's rare, it takes you there.
It's gorgeous, it's pretty, it's stunning.
It's bright, beautiful. It's clean.
I'm on the side drink.
Even though it's coming out of a dead body.
Right.
Don't talk about that.
Sanitized, what's the filter? What's
right. This is a different type of future, you know? Things are different in this time. Oh, no. We're doing what we have to do, right?
They're all dirty. It don't matter.
Yeah. A man can come and take my kidneys at any second, so I'm doing what I need to do to feel something.
Maybe we should all be on side.
Your honestly, dealer is a grave robber. Let's be real.
You have to go to a shady alley and find him. If he's not in
the
graveyard.
Way he literally, I can't deal with how he literally jumped in the trash can to get away from
it. I wouldn't care. I would not care. I think that was like one movie as a teenager where I saw that man and I was like, I would take drugs from him.
Yeah, he's hot.
What payment systems do you take, sir?
Everything. Just give him everything. I wouldn't care.
Oh my god.
I wouldn't even know his name.
He's fucking
his first name, Grave, last name, Grave Robber.
Yeah. Grave Robber. Like she was singing to that motherfucker. Grave Robber.
It was the side right?
I need some.
He shot that shit in her inner thigh.
Right.
She passed out in the street.
Oh my god. Oh wow.
I can't blame her.
Same. So
oh, shit. That's what I'm saying. She didn't care about this. Like, she owns Zydrate. Like, her family owns Zydrate. She could go pick it up at the factory, but she's getting it from Grave Robber because she wants that dick.
Like, exactly. She has her priorities straight.
Factory made. Yeah, factory made doesn't match up to the natural shit.
Right. Him gripping her thighs and fucking shooting her. That's a different experience.
She said this nerdy ass lab worker is not gonna do that to me.
Doesn't feel the same when it's not in an alley against the wall.
Plus with like how many cameras there are, I wouldn't be surprised if her father like has a camera every like 5 feet.
True.
So you're not really gonna get it there.
Exactly.
Honestly, that's my dad's issue for watching.
No, really. Why does this make me think about a video of Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez? What? Allegedly buying heroin. What?
Allegedly buying heroin.
A niche moment in pop culture history.
Or maybe it was meth. I can't remember. Oh my quite. God. Oh
my God. Can you get an interview with the dealer?
Okay. But yes. there's nothing to rate, so
10 out of 10.
What do we rate the Scooby-Doo franchise exactly overall?
I give it 5 out of 5.
10 out of 10.
And horror spooky goodness.
It's perfect.
Yeah. 10 out of 10, 5 stars, 2 right. thumbs up, 2 thumbs wherever you want.
Not applicable to Riverdale's.
Yeah. If the creator's fucking listening to this, don't you fucking dare.
Okay. Oh, this is not about you.
You're not fucking included. Get the fuck out of here.
This is about the nobody's fans. Talking to you. Sounds like the plot of Scream 5.
No, for real. Oh my god.
Oh my gosh.
This is really fun. Just a fun conversation about
Scooby-Doo.
But I'm glad I did this. I'm glad I was here.
Yeah. Yeah. Yay. You're glad you're here too.
Thank you.
To talk about Scooby-Doo with my besties.
Yeah.
Yay.
I guess let everyone know where to find y'all.
You can find us on Twitter and Instagram at the same handle at @_her_pod. And we stream pretty much everywhere. My personal is at My Lonely Biscuit, and Adrian's is Adrian Ray with 2 E's.
Work. Thank you.
Do you like to plug your socials or no?
I mean, mine is Stinky Bean on Twitter with two N's.
Work.
So, okay. Take that information as you will. My boyfriend gave it to me. So.
Yeah, so again, thank y'all for being here. This was really fun. Absolutely. Always a good time talking with you. I'm glad we got to talk about Scooby-Doo.
Yay, yes. Finally.
Thanks for having us
yeah,
on.
Yeah, thank you always. So much, always.
Family.
Of course. I have no clue what's next. I want to say The Visit. I think that's next.
The Visit?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. If it's not, then it's not. I'm sure it is.
This drink is hidden.
Yeah, we have this habit. We've had a double recording both of cocktails today, so.
Yeah.
So that's probably why I could not get the intro done officially.
Happens to all of us.
Yeah, so it's like I said, vacation, summer vacation, surviving vacation in the winter. Mm-hmm. That's the theme. So yeah, I'm pretty sure The Visit's next. Perfect. Y'all haven't watched that? Y'all should. It's actually really fun. Like, I was surprised how much of a good time that movie is. I believe we own it on Vudu. Hulu.
I think you do have it on Vudu, because I need to watch it and I always look at it.
Yes, watch it. It's a very good one and very weird, it's not there's arguments about whether or not it is educational, but you know, I learned some facts that I didn't know. That's good. But yeah, we'll see you then.
Bye.
Well, if you'd like to get in touch with us, you can follow us on Twitter at @dank_deadly_pod. You can follow us on Instagram at @dank_deadly_pod. And you can shoot us an email at dankdeadlychats@gmail.com.